Dr. Rose with all the news. By all means, we'll have more news at 10:30 on The Good Guy Show with BMR. This is WMCA New York.
Home of the good guys, right? I forgot my cue. Wow, I blew the last hour. My perfect record spoiled, man. He can't lash me anymore. He paid me off as of tonight. Everything's cool. Put your whip away, Sultan. Good, actually about 56 minutes worth there as the leader makes the scene down the Pikesville, and I'll be back, you know, as soon as we possibly can. Back to sunshine, 5 day a week gig, 3 hours and all that jazz. And here's your top 15 for the final week of the leader BM Mitchell's Wide Wide Weird World of the voting scene, your favorites. And it's a Hurt first on WMCA. The Kinks came in 15 in your favorites, Bill, on the phone scene. Tired of waiting. And I'll be on the air Thursday. They've been tired of waiting for me out there, man. Here, I can't. It won't let me go, man. Tired of waiting, baby. It's number 15 in the voting this week. I'm going to be with Reed Wide, Weird World 7 after the hour of 10 of WMCA. WMCA, I'm like, wow, man, I'm sort of, you know, saving the best for last time. I'm getting around to all the wonderful folk who have been so groovy to the leader BM. I'm over there in the county, for example, the head of the county is a guy by the name of Charlie Smith, and his assistant like Billy Redmond, and an assistant Vince Brooks, and all the chicks there, Helen and Dorothy, and all the chicks, who've been so nutty because, you know, Scooters, at $43.50 a week is a little ridiculous considering we got a very strong union, and, the leader, you know, the consultants going to pay me much, much more than that. But I have a pension, I don't know, something about, maybe I don't dig bread, I don't know. But I'm always losing my checks, man. They give me a paycheck every 2 weeks, man, it's gone. I don't put it away. And sometimes about 3-4 weeks later, I say, hey, where's that check? And I would always call up Charlie and say, hey, man, make up another check. And they've been nutty. I've driven them around the bend a bit, but they've been wild, and we love you. And there's another nutty character, man. You hear him every morning between 10 and 1 on WMCA. And I'm going to sort of miss his grinning, ridiculous face and his wild antics there. He's got the funniest grin on him, and he always has the nuttiest dances going when we do our personal appearances. And he's a cat who pounds on the table and tells you all about the birth, the marriage, and the whole thing. Every morning, 10 to 1, a man with a neighbor Harrison, I'm gonna miss you. Hey, take it easy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another WMCA good guy who prays.
And you made this 14. You heard it first also on WMCA. Here come the four seasons. Their newest one called Betrayed. I didn't betray you. It wasn't for more bread.
It was for Sun, Sand, and Silk and TV.
New cat coming in. You'll dig him, Scooter. 11 after the hour, 10, the leader BMR, Betrayed. The sounds of the Four Seasons, and hey, the sounds of high heels clicking or nutty shoes you get from Miles.
Shows just enough. With the bow on top that'll tie them up in knots. Mercy Bows, only $3.99, only at Miles.
Mercy Bows, Mercy Bows, and holy, be Mr. Reed, wide, Rick Will there, at 12 out of the hour, 10, and like, how nutty, you know, no station or no business can really survive, friends, unless they're people at the switchboard answering the incoming calls, man, know what's happening. And the chick in front in charge of all that's a really nutty chick, has been working with O'Brien for many, many years, and this is our morning chick by the name of Florence Brennan, and she's something else. And I'm also going to miss, but I'll be seeing very, very soon, our little girl, Dorothy Peon, used to be my part-time secretary, used to do work the all-night gig with the leader BMR, and then Dolores Peterson is another little chick on the board, and the guys, John and Jim and Eddie and Whit, we're going to miss them. Particularly, going to miss their patience when I used to scream, what do you mean they didn't get the name claim winners yet there? And there's a kook by the name of Spectre, man, and we've been doing shtick with his bird about his hair and putting on the weight there, but he is something else. We are both graduates of Boys High. We had that this year. We also had this year for 2 years and 1 month and 2 days, the beautiful feeling of being a WMCA goodbye. Hey, Jake, cool it, baby, and watch out. Everything is all right with you.
Yeah. Another WMCA good guy who plays...
And number 12 in the voting this week. And here's a, wow, how appropriate can you get? Hey, Dick, the Stonehead. The last time. Heard first because we had WMCA, right? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm one up. This is number 13, the Game of Love. I apologize. 13, Game of Love. We'll have last time next. Is number 13, Bill, and now in the sports scene, a record-shattering scoring performance by Bill Bradley led Princeton to 118-82 victory over Wichita in third place in the NCAA basketball tournament in Portland, Oregon. Bradley tossed in 58 points to shatter the tournament single-game scoring record, the single-game scoring record set by Cincinnati's Oscar Robertson way back in 1958. Bradley's 175 points in five tournament games also established a brand-new record, and later established a brand-new record of being for 2 years, 1 month, because you made it so good as number one in New York City. And you got a new good guy, Cat 7-Eleven, real soon. I'll tell his name in just a little bit. And now, the Rolling Stoneheads, heard first on WMCA, and right now 12 in the voting the last time. 16 after 10 at WMCA with the leader BMR. Been a kick playing those wonderful sounds of all the English groups, right? The last time, number 12, my favorite group there, the real funky down-home sounds of the Rolling Stones. One of my two favorites. The other one, of course, is the Beatles, Joe, right? And of course, there are some of the favorite people around WMCA. We're going to mention right now some of the cats who, man, who have torn their hair out, and some of them have gone bald in the 2 years the leader's been here, because the leader is the only one they know, a man with the fastest tongue in the East or West, who could take a one-minute commercial and do it in 30 seconds there. And, like, we messed up Marty Ross's bird and Herbie Kagan and Monroe Faylis and Tom Delaney and Tom Lynch, and they've been wild in just putting up with Mr. Bob Mazur, the sales manager, and Liz Minamoto, the sales promotion chick. You've been wild, too, putting up with my jazz. No, he didn't say that, though. Every day of the sponsor. You're hear what that kid did in my commercial last night there. I want you to blah, blah. Cool it. It'll be better tonight. Mitch, you'll be good. I'll be good. I swear I'll be good. Okay. And that'll be good for about 2-3 days, and they do the whole thing over. And our leader is leaving, and our hearts are broken. Thank you for the beautiful Valentine and cake from Camille and Diane and Mary Beth and Robin and Linda and Jackie, and you're something else. And there's a something else cat man who is like, maybe 6'6". But with his Adler elevated shoes, he's 6 foot six and a half.
So the lead will be out there, KFMV in Hollywood, right?
As I'll write back.
With that downtown sound. There's Tom Jones, my little old schnauzer, doing the Froog. Oh, he's been on the pills again. This is Glass High tonight, and, you know, we join me right now. Let's have the one that's groovy when there are more than one, and wish me bon voyage and Godspeed. Good. When you're thirsty, any fine beer is going to taste good. It's only when your thirst is gone and you're on your second glass and your third that the real quality of a beer begins to show, and that's when you're glad to be drinking Schaefer, because it's got flavor that doesn't fade, flavor that keeps barreling through. Well, that's a very groovy thing, because barrels of Schaefer beer. How clever. Glass after glass, it keeps barreling through, and your last cold Schaefer tastes just as good as your first, and you won't find this quality in any other beer, and that's the reason that Schaefer is the one beer to have when you are having more than one. And there's one cat who's the newest good guy there, and that's the cat that's on every morning from 1 until like 5:30 after Barry Gray decides. One until 6, but after Barry Gray decides, he'll stop, you know, he'll shut up talking there. And his name is Dino's villain. He's something else. And when the new cat comes in, Dino will no longer be the youngest good guy, because the new cat man's got, you know, heads and tails, man. I think he's just out of swaddling clothes. Hey, Dino, man, play those sounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another WMCA good guy who prays. And now number 10 in the voting. Heard first exclusively at WMCA. Here it is. Herman's Hermits and Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. You've been lovely scooters.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girl to sharpen's hair on something rare.
I got a lovely daughter there. And before, when we were talking about the salesman, man, we left out the cat's name, the name of Howard Klein. I didn't mean to do that. It was not an intentional oversight, man. It was just on a cool bit. But, by the way, we'd like to say goodbye to Marge Jacob. She's been in Sullivan Scar Sales, personal secretary for many years. And many a time, she saved my cool. And Judy Estrin has been working with the leader BMR, you know, for over a year, like making with the public service jazz on the Voice of New York, and she's nutty. And Arlene Doran, the head of all the chicks around here, who occasionally typed up the letters when I was desperate to not have a secretary. And Ruthie Muster, the vice president in charge of everyone. And I'm in there, yes. I know.
Hello,
California, here he comes. Right back where he started from. Open up those golden gates. BMR is on his way.
Oh, wow. They do know how to hurt a person. Wow. Messed up my mind. When did they cut that thing, man? When was that done? We're done just now? Oh, you nutty folk. I love you. Everyone, man. That's too much. Okay, we'll talk about that in a bit, and I'll run you down after we get up
here. Okay, Shorty. Look like a leader.
I am the leader. Thank you.
Stop fidgeting.
Man, I'm sorry, man. I get very nervous, man, when people do, you know, these sentimental. Oh, man, come on. And Hank Wallace, hey, cool yourself there. Here comes the number 12 sound for number 9 on voting. I got to get through the list, man. I'm talking so much. Wide Weird World on WNC. That was Oscar and Willie's voice and Miss Carey and Gene Simmons, only the folk. They're doing the California Here I Come. And we'll be back in just a bit. That was the number 9 sound of Voting Scooter. Martha Vidal is number 12, the good guy. Listen, WNC is a good guy land. WNC in New York and 10:30 news time.
WNCA. Right now, the latest news. Federalized Alabama National Guardsmen and civil rights advocates have moved into Selma on the eve of the start tomorrow of a 5-day protest march to the Capitol, Montgomery, Alabama. WMCA will be on the scene, of course, throughout the march. President Johnson said this afternoon he'd like to see a law giving everyone over the age of 18 years the right to vote. The last of America's Ranger Moon probes will be launched tomorrow from Cape Kennedy. It's expected to take more and better pictures of the moon than ever before. As Mitch has reminded you, all highways leading here into New York City are wet and slippery. The speed limit on the New Jersey Turnpike back to normal, but house and utility trailers still banned along some sections of the turnpike. Checking our WMCA weatherscope, it'll be windy and cold with a low in the mid-20s, mostly sunny and cold tomorrow. Fair continued cold tomorrow night. The wind's right now northwest at 8 miles per hour, humidity 75%. The current WMCA Midtown temperature reading, 26 degrees. We'll have more news at 11 o'clock on The Good Guy Show with BMR. This is WMCA New York.
Home of the Good Guy Show. That's one, too. And it's BMR Bell Ring. I'm back on the survey at 24. You made this number 8 in the voting this week. Here are the Beach Boys. We'll go back and meet my boys there out on Redondo Beach in Hermosa.
To the leader, BMR's wide, weird, really, your final sound, man. You know, like the Sinosville type of program. And before we go any further, babies, I got to mention that the nuttiest cats in the world, man, the number one station in the nation, of course, WMCA, the number one, you know, newscasters, like with Barry Beer, the head of the whole schmear, and then Groovy News Editor Irene Cornell and Gene Simpson, one of the nuttiest, great reporters, man, is going to be making a lot of noise in this business. And Danny Meehan, who's always out there getting the reports like they should be. And Bert Knapp and Dave Leeds and Eddie Brown and Oscar the Nose Rose.
and Don Davis and Eddie Ingles. We work with each and every one of them, and they've been something else. Like the something else cats, man, our good guys on the weekend. That's, you know how nutty they are. That's Eddie Bear and Frank Stickle. I would include Frank and Eddie in the news scene, too. But they are kooky good guys. You hear them in the mornings and the afternoons on Sunday, and they are wild. Yeah.
Another WMCA good guy who plays...
Two of them there. Right. That makes it possible for you to hear Good Guy Radio, right.
Good Guy Radio!
Yeah, that's us. Number five in the Good Guy survey, number seven in the voting. Here's Herman Hermits again there. They have the number 10 sound with Mrs. Brown, and here's the Can't You Hear My Heartbeats, Bill. Be the Beaver Tree wide, wide. We roll 23 in front of the hour of 11 at WNC this Saturday, March the 3rd. Is still there. Station with. What do you got, Eddie? Now and pound of the kooky ones like Paulie Dunn and the ex-general manager, the one whose rubber duck I used to steal because he could never make a decision without his rubber duck in his hand there, Stephen B. Lebonski, has moved on to bigger and better things as a vice president of the entire NBC network. He's always got a good, you know, get a plug in there. You never can tell you need a gig. And Stephen B.'s gone. So is Roger Turner, one of the nicest people I ever had around and to have as a co-worker with the director of public affairs on WMCA. And Dig Scoot. I'm going to miss this cat because he and I were out there swinging and being number one on the West Coast together. He on ABC TV, man, for his... nutty little show, and the lead on the KFW would be the station I'm going back to. But he's here, and you've taken him to your heart, and he's wild, and his name is Soupy. Yeah! And Soupy Sales has got the number six down on the top 15 of the week, Bill. Here's the mouse. There, baby. Oh, that's a groovy one. I'm going to miss doing the when the back was straight, being able to do the Frug and the Monkey there, and all the groovy places we swung around the New York City, like the Shepherdsville and Montreux and the Club, and particularly of lately, the man, the Ginza and Trudy Hellers down in the Village, and the place called On Dean, which is out of its bird. But out of their birds, man, they got to be, man, because they got to sit here and look at us idiots in front of a microphone, man, and make with the switches and, you know, like, and direct the whole show, and, like, put up with our childish sentimental tirades of fun. What do you do? A whole smear, and they're wild. Their names are like Lou Weber and Joey Thornlow and Mikey Pesker and Hal Brown and Phil Cicchini and he and Phil are, of course, these guys that I'm mentioning right now. Particularly, I work with them. Oh, I work with all the cats at one time or another, but particularly these cats were on there every night. Phil Cicchini and Willie Callahan, what a nut. And Normie Schlosser, there's another one. And Chuck Mascari, he's wild, sprung for the coffee, love you. And Herbie Brodsky, who broke his leg out there skiing, his first trip out. Nutty, wherever you are. I think he's holed up someplace, man, having a good scene, and he didn't break his leg at all. And Joey Franz, and Wally Tershin, and of course Eddie Lynn, and Bobby Cantor, and Jim McCafferty. They've all been wild, man. And well, thanks for letting me throw the microphone at you occasionally, guys. We dig you the most.
What are you cheering yourself for? Hey there, right now, with 1,091 votes, you made it number five. Here's a former WMCA good guy, and you made it number five in the voting.
Hey, Tom, what's the matter?
The Detroitians. 007 there.
It's my girl.
What do you mean?
She's involved with another guy.
Another guy?
An international personality.
Wow!
I don't know.
no. And I don't know, man, when I've had more fun recording jazz, and then we used to keep old Frank Stickle out of, you know, there it is, 007-1091 votes, you made a number five scooter. I was referring to our good guy songs, man. And old Frank was usually one of the record things, but he was the world's worst voice. Dino, with his off-key singing club, man, deserves to be the president of it because he's the worst, man. And I don't know how the new cat, who I'll give you his initials right now, his initials are GS. I'll give his name in just a little bit. When he comes in, I don't know how he's going to sing, but he better be pretty good there, or our boss lady, man, will stay out of the studio. We'll carry on without the, nutty songs, man. They're fun.
In a swinging good guy shirt, and we send to you our invitation to dig that skirt.
Black all hip chick.
That's the leader.
We are the station.
And was that the leader?
He always picks.
There's Joseph.
It's like vacation.
That's Harry.
To hear the good guy play the hit. Oh, with a sound that really fits. If you like to swing.
I dig the Nutty Folk who send the telegrams, Bill, and all that. And I want to thank, of course, Annie Maria Santangelo and Barbara Albertson. Is that right? What's that? Albertson. Albanese, I'm sorry. The swinging chicks from Bushwick High, we've been so very close with Leader, and we loved every, you know, time every chance we had to, you know, spend some time together with doing hops and all that jazz, and they brought me like a giveaway and all that, you know, going away jazz, and thank you. Good luck on the coast from Julie Chalabash, and also to Laura Schaefer and Arlene Shackler, BMR reporters. And right now, Stu, with 1,223 votes, you made the number one sound, the fourth most popular Nutty. Wow.
In the name of love.
Frames, baby, that's number one sound and number four in the voting, 1,223 votes worth there. And like we're getting down to the real nitty-gritty and talking about the folk that we were in constant contact with, of course, the engineers, the Unix-conscious man. And there are two swinging cats, man, with a music director and assistant, respectively, who have put up with more jazz than the leader BMR from coming in late and not programming and being on time and saying, where are you on? And like making me repeat the phone and always protecting me, man, when I was getting in trouble with the boss lady. And that's the Mr. Joe Bogart and Frank Costa. I'm going to miss them very, very much. And the gal types up all our shows and we're going to scream at her, but she's been kooky. Lynn Baduna and the gal took care of all our, you know, name it and claimants and sending out the money and the good guy sweatshirts, Nita Cam, and Margie Monahan, the boss's girl secretary. You're too much. I'm going to miss every one of you. Right now with 1,312 votes. Well, oh, no, that's good to have that again because I got the new cat's name. The new cat's name, man, is, he comes from Detroit, and he's going to be the youngest good guy, man. He's like a young cat. I think, man, is either his late teens or early 20s, whatever, man. But he's going to be the new cat taking over the leader's BMR Wide Wide Real spot here, 7-Eleven. And I was the one that picked him out for you, and I think he's kooky. And his name is Gary Stevens. I think you'll love him very, very much. Right now, 1,312 votes. Number three in the voting. That's Gary Stevens, and he'll be here in about 2-3 weeks. Jake will do the show next couple of 3 weeks. WMCA 9 minutes ago before we sign up for the last time scooter, and right now doing our last commercial. We'll do it good with your hope anyway. Hey, furniture shoppers, if you're looking for fine furniture, your magic number is 15. 15 hours of this year's greatest furniture savings will be on Monday. That's Monday's the day. Siemens 15-hour one-day marathon furniture sale, and you can shop Monday at Siemens from 9 a.m. until midnight for the newest 1965 decorator-inspired furniture in every style, Italian and French provincial, modern and contemporary, even an exciting collection of new Spanish provincial. And for 15 hours, save 30-40% off comparable prices on Siemens entire stock of fine furniture. They won't have to worry about any blizzards this weekend. And remember, on Monday is the day, 9 a.m. until midnight, 15-hour marathon sale in the Brooklyn Queens section of the Sunday News tomorrow. And this sale at three Siemens stores only, Flatbush, Brooklyn, 980 Flatbush Avenue, and at Quentin Road, corner of East 10th Street, downtown Brooklyn, Livingston Street, corner of Nevin Street. And you can call HI3, that's like Hickory Dickory Dock, HI3 5800 for instructions, or travel instructions. All right, instructions, just leave the liquor at home, and then HI3 5800 is the number. 15 hours to save at Siemens furniture stores, Monday only is available.
WMCA.
And on WMCA.
The cat who signs the checks occasionally, man. We see him every once in a while. If he's not around, man, doing the good things for, you know, the folk who have bad housing conditions, or doing the good thing for making sure that all of us have our legal rights to vote in the reapportionment bit. And that's the Prez. And that's the man in charge of the Strauss Broadcasting Group. He has two stations, one up in Middletown and this one right here. And it's the Strauss Broadcasting Group. And R. Peter Strauss is his name, and I called myself in Scarsdale and, you know, sort of mocked him out at times, man, for underpaying me at 43.5. But for the most part, man, he's been a cookie cat, man. He's put up with a lot of jazz. Can you imagine? Where's your image, Sultan? That he's a nut. And I wish him nothing but success. And like the full amount of stations the FCC will allow you to acquire one day soon. Right now, there, with 1,539 votes, the number two sound is number two.
Right.
Number two in the voting there with 1,539 votes, and number two on, of course, the Good Guys survey. I'm talking about gold. The guy that brings in a lot of gold with the sponsors bill is a man that has the golden voice, and we've said the Manchurian candidate, the Jewish Jack Palance, and we've had a lot of fun razzing him, and he's been kooky about taking it. And Barry Gray and his nutty assistant, Shelly Andrews, and Joanne Black, we're going to miss that. And like, hey, man, we're down to the wire, and we want to mention, of course, before we play the number one sound. Well, I'll mention that last person's name before I split. But right now, here it is, number one. Of course, you know what's happened with it. 2,968 votes. Got out. There they are, the Beatles, Thy Beatles at 8 days a week. Yeah.
Days a week. The number one in the voting scene with 2,968 votes there, Scooter. And it's very appropriate, because if she would have made it possible, she's going to lead her working 8 days a week, but she got about 8 days work a week out of every one of us. So I'm referring to the box lady, and I say they're very, very last, because, like, she's been, wow, man, she's been something else. Her name is Ruth Ann Meyer, and, like, she is really the good guy leader, in a sense, man, that she's a good guy shepherd, and she leads us around, man, and takes care of our birds when our heads are a little uptight. But, like, man, she put together six of the nuttiest cats in the world, and the sixth one, the new one coming in, will be Gary Stevens, replacing the leader of BMR. So, Ruth Ann, baby, like all the tourists I gave you, I'm sorry, man. And all the pleasure we had together, I'm very happy for. And, like, what can I say, sort of, if the leader, like, is going back to his own original station, KFWB, where I came from after 6 years, and came here 2.5 years ago, 2 years and 1 month and 2 days ago. And going back to the very same one, and I'd like to come back if you have me someday soon. We're going to be doing a TV series of featuring a DV, disc jockey type, which I'll play my usual nutty show. We'll pass on this apple to all the good guys. That's my little parting present to them. And I think, and I know for a fact, you love Gary Stevens. So be on the lookout for him as the leader says, hey, Jake, this is worth that. Oh, fun and sanitary. Yeah. Hey, Donna Schneider and Jan Kappelman are over there in traffic. Hey, didn't mean to overlook. You know how it is. And David Brown's been our producer. You've been something else, baby.
The days are short and the nights are long.
Oh, they walk.
And I walk all the way.
Yeah. California, it's on. Let's get rid of BMR, the Wide Wild. Roger, we're going to have the one California son before we leave. The nuttiest cat I know that worked with Hand Glove Man has been the producer of the BMR Wide Wide Weird World. And if his head wasn't on straight a night, man, I was in trouble when mine was really uptight. Dave Brown, you're something else, love. Hey, Ringo.
Here you go. Well, I've learned that you got the money to be a man.
That's it. Mama come and get you, baby boy. The leader's first name is Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N is Burton Mitchell Reed. Hey, world, walk on. You're dismissed for the last time.